tonight, the scripture that we're going to be studying from is Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." That scripture right there within itself is just, it's just a real blessing and encouragement to all of us, because it tells us that if we know him, we're complete in him. And he is the head of all principality and power. That tells me that if he's the head of all principality and power, then we have a power over all the principalities and powers in high places, because there's a scripture that says that we do not deal with just flesh and blood, but principalities and powers in high places. So that just gives us hope and encouragement right from the outset that if you are in him, you are complete. You have all of the necessities that you need to be able to stand against the evil one. So, of course, the title tonight is going to be "What Completes You?" The title is a question. What completes you? What completes me? So ask yourself that question as we go through the lesson tonight. Human nature can never satisfy its own desires and wants. Never has, never will. As a matter of fact, human nature is always looking for more, never content. It's always looking for something to complete them. There's a void, you know, with human nature. In our own natures without God, there's a void there. And only until that void is filled with God are we able to be content and are we able to be complete. Only the true Christian can be content in their heart because they know that the Lord has completed them. Just as Colossians said, the Christians know this from reality, that the Lord, through his salvation, has made it possible for their nature, their human nature, to experience and know only through Christ what true contentment and completeness feels like. There is nothing or no one in this world, this whole world, universe, that can add to Christ. Not a thing. His person and his work are perfect. When it comes down to it, Jesus is all we need. That is so true. Jesus is all we need. If we have him in our hearts, we are all sufficient in his sufficiency. Everything that belongs to him belongs to us. We have everything we need to live contented and happy lives because he has completed us where we lacked. So what exactly does it mean to be complete in Christ? How is this possible? We are only complete in Christ if we know him personally. If we have come to have a personal relationship with him, if we've asked him in our hearts, repenting and giving him our lives, we've invited him in, and everything that we need is found in him and him alone. You no longer have your old identity. Sometimes if you look back on who you once were, although it does bring shame for some of the shameful things, but it brings a relief that my identity has changed. My identity is related to the Lord now. Now you have found your identity in Christ. His character defines who you are. You do not have to seek other sources because Jesus Christ reconciled you to God the day you accepted him as your Savior. So to be complete in Christ is knowing him in your heart, not just in your head, but you've made him personal in your heart, which causes you to walk with him daily and acknowledging by experience, not just a head knowledge, that he is all that we need. He is all that I need. He is more than enough to meet every need that I have. Don't miss that. He is more than enough. Apply that to what you're going through in some things in your life, maybe right now, or some things you've gone through and the Lord's brought you through. He was more than enough to meet those needs. And he is more than enough. Whatever is has passed, he was enough. Whatever is today, he is enough and he will be enough. There is no other substitute for being complete in the Lord. You can't be complete without him. Some may try to fill voids in their hearts in various ways in order to feel complete, satisfied. Some try through finding a mate. They feel alone. They feel unhappy, like maybe they are not complete. But if you're not complete with the Lord, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So this doesn't work, because if one is already lonely and incomplete, often they complicate the life of another person by bringing their own insecurities into a relationship which has not been reconciled and established in the Lord to begin with. It has to be established in the Lord first. And then, but if you try going out to meet your needs in your own way, to you feeling lonely and void, and your needs have not been met in the Lord first, it's a disaster waiting to happen. But when you allow the Lord to meet your needs, then you're able to give those needs to the Lord. And then some search for completeness through friends. They feel lonely. You know what? The antidote to loneliness is God. That just reveals, if you're lonely and you experience this often and feel alone, then you're not complete in him. You've not allowed him to complete you. Nothing's wrong with having friends. But if we rely on friends to make us happy and complete, then it reveals a real need, because friends are only humans. They're human beings. So you can't put their value in your heart above God. It will fail. You will be disappointed, I promise. Make him your best friend. If you are lonely, call out on the friend that never leaves you. He is with you at all times. You know, you can't pick up the phone all the time and just call a friend like in the middle of the night if something comes to your heart and you become burdened and you need help, you need encouragement. You can't always do that. But the Lord is always there. You've got a direct line to him if you know him. And then others lose themselves in their career, that they try to complete themselves in their careers, and they try to find their identity in something that makes them feel good about themselves. Nothing wrong with a career. But you better make sure that you're not trying to meet your needs and complete yourself spiritually through a job. sometimes people choose things and go after things that make them feel good about themselves. So the career controls them instead of them allowing God to lead them through careers, so that they often become bound by trying to compete and prove themselves in a career. Therefore, losing their identity, they join many others in a vicious cycle, trying to be something, trying to meet a need that just cannot fill a void. Only God can. And then some strive to complete themselves through financial gain, to complete the feelings, or to take care of, they think, the feelings of the fear of lacking enough. And what did we say earlier? God is enough. The Lord is enough. Money is fleeting. It's not going to be here forever. it's not going to heaven with us. Our treasures, whatever we treasure on this earth, it better be of heavenly value, because nothing material is going to go with us. So many allow money to take the place of God. There's not enough money in the whole universe to compete with God's limitless resources. The scriptures tell us that God will supply every need that we have. He even knows our monetary needs in order to complete the needs that we have. He will provide for his own. And then there's others that strive for recognition and power, to feel that their incompleteness. This leads them to seeking the approval of man rather than God's approval. This is a trap leading many to becoming involved in situations that God has not and will never approve. Instead of feeling complete, they are left feeling disappointed and more incomplete. Man's approval is never as important as God's approval. Man's approval leads on down a lonely trail, and it's very unfulfilling. We've read in Colossians about those who we read in Colossians chapter 2, but there's a lot said about this throughout the book of Colossians. But we read in Colossians about those who in Colossae, who were saying that they needed more than Christ, and they cast their doubt, and they caused others to feel intimidated and to question. Some doubted the supremacy of Christ because why? They doubted his sufficiency for some reason or other. So what did they do? They turned to rituals and philosophies rather than turning to God, which caused them to fail in their search for completeness. And this is what happens when you begin to question God. You'll get into great difficulty, and you'll turn to other things. You'll turn to human reasoning and logic and philosophies. And the scripture tells us, avoid those vain things. Avoid those. Put your trust in the Lord and what he says to us. If we're saved, we have no shortage in us that could hinder our spiritual lives. There's nothing missing. It's complete. Everything necessary for us to walk with God is provided through him. It's in us if we're saved. If we are complete in him, everything required and that enables us to walk pleasing him and to live a godly life is already provided. The Lord's already provided it. It's there. We just have to follow it. We have to obey and stay close to God in our walk. It is up to us to claim it and follow in his footsteps. We should seek out God to make sure that we are complete in him and that we are not trying to complete ourselves through worldly means, monetary means, whatever. We need to be sure about that. You know what? This one thought, let's start out with this one. Jesus is enough to save us. Jesus has, by one sacrifice, made perfect forever those who are being made holy. That means we will be perfect when we meet the Lord. And he finished the work on the cross. And what he did is enough for us. He completed us. And then another thought is that Jesus is enough to provide for us. If he saved us, he is enough to provide for us. Paul wrote in Philippians, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." This echoes Jesus' words about God's care for his creation. The sparrows and grass do not worry or toil for food or clothes. That's found in Matthew. It follows that since God cares for such lowly things in creation, he will also take care of his people. Jesus has the ability and the desire to supply every need that we have. And then another point is that Jesus is enough to bless us. If saving us is not a big enough blessing, and providing for us is not enough blessing, Jesus is enough to bless us in the ways that he knows we need to be blessed. Paul said that God blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. We have everything we need. He didn't say a few spiritual blessings. He said every spiritual blessing. Since we can't add anything more to every, Jesus is truly enough for every spiritual need that we have. What a blessing that is. That is how God blesses us. He is enough. And then another point, Jesus is enough to equip us. Listen to this one. We have the promise that God's divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for our spiritual life, a successful spiritual life and godliness. So once again, the language here shows we cannot add anything more. Absolutely everything is all encompassing. Nothing but Jesus is needed to equip us for a life that pleases God. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. Jesus is also enough to strengthen us. When Paul prayed three times to the Lord to remove the thorn from his flesh, the response was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That's found in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Even when we are weak, Jesus' strength is enough to carry us onward. In fact, our weakness only perfects his power. It gives it the opportunity to show us how powerful it is, which leaves no room for adding another power source. So he can strengthen us. He saves us. He provides for us. He blesses us. He equips us. And he strengthens us. So having faith in Christ involves trusting in his complete sufficiency. Remember in the account of John chapter 14, verse 8, on the night of Jesus' arrest, Philip made a request of the Lord. He said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And that will be enough for us. Jesus' answer was that he is enough. "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Philip thought he needed something else. Maybe another sign. Maybe a little more revelation. And that would suffice. But Philip already had all he needed standing right in front of him. Jesus is enough. You know, that is such a comfort that we have him to complete us. We lack nothing. I mean, everything that we have need of is right with us. If we know the Lord, and if we do not know the Lord, we have everything that is necessary for us to come to know him. In closing, ask yourself, what completes me? Does the Lord complete me? That brings contentment. If we do not have the Lord in our hearts, we do not have contentment. We do not know the contentment that the Lord offers. And that gets us in a lot of trouble. If it is anything but Christ that's you're trying to use to complete you, there is a problem that needs addressing and settling with Him. He is all I need. Am I reaching out and to other resources and so-called powers and maybe monetary, physical needs, whatever, to complete me? I'm missing the mark, because it says that Jesus is enough. He is all that we need. He does complete us. There was a little song I've really never really heard that song, but I asked Stephanie to put it up on the screen for us, and if she would at this time, so that we can all read it. The words are very, very challenging, very encouraging. Okay, it's Complete in Him is the title. Verse 1 says, complete in thee, no work of mine, in other words, nothing I do, may take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and I am now complete in thee. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace hath conquered, reign within. The voice shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Verse 3, complete in thee, each want supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since thou my portion, Lord, wilt be, I ask no more, complete in thee. Verse 4, dear Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among thy chosen will I be, at thy right hand, complete in thee. And then the chorus, yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought, thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Isn't that a precious thought tonight? Isn't that a precious little hymn? Ask yourself that question. We are, if we're saved, we should be complete in Him, and we should not be reaching out to any outside sources of any sort. Does that mean we shouldn't work, or we shouldn't have friends, or we shouldn't do other things? No, but it means don't put anything in the Lord's place. Don't let anything take His place, because you'll never be content in the Lord if you've not come to know Him. That's the major point that we started out with. He saves us. And when He saves us, it all falls into place, doesn't it? He saves us. That's enough. And He is enough to provide for us. He is enough to bless us. He is enough to equip us. He is enough to strengthen us. He is all that we need. Don't forget that as you go through the week, whatever challenges that you might have or things you might be going through, don't ever forget that the Lord is enough to meet all of our needs.